as a mother, we go above and beyond for our children endlessly, right? We love them unconditionally. We put them before ourselves, giving them everything under the sun that they could possibly want and need. We listen to their every need, and we provide for them at every turn. We put our all into it, to be honest, and sometimes, even with that, we can still manage to drop the ball. Why? Because we're human, because we're still learning while trying to teach, because we're still experiencing constant change and growth, because we don't have it all figured out, but we're doing our best, right? So as a mom, I know from experience how easy it is for me to ignore all of the things that I've done right the moment that I do that one thing wrong. And to be honest with you, I beat myself up a lot. Even still, I've been a mom for 5 years. And sometimes I fall short and I beat myself up, right? And we tend to do that a lot, drowning ourselves in thoughts about what we could have done differently. When in reality, we don't even realize that we're leaving no room to learn from that mistake. We're leaving no room to simply realize what happened, make sure it never happens again. If you're just beating yourself up, you're not even seeing the lesson in the mistake that you made. We can praise ourselves all day for all the things that we do right. But what can we do for ourselves for the things that we do wrong? Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 10. Yes, episode 10 of Mommy Monologues. Give yourself grace. It does not feel like it's been this long, but I have truly, truly, truly been enjoying talking about this journey of motherhood. I've been enjoying talking about my baby and how she's growing. I've been enjoying talking about when I was a single mom versus now that, you know, I have created a family. I love this, and I'm just thankful for everyone who has listened, everyone who has tuned in, everyone who has sent it to someone who needs to hear it, who can relate, who has shared it, all of it. I'm super, super, super thankful. Thank y'all so much. So moving on, this episode is sponsored by none other than Killer Cocktails. I got some big things coming for y'all. It's finally warming up outside. It's lit. Killer Cocktails is about to be back on the streets. Please, please, please click that link in my bio, Cam Bam Fam, on Instagram, and you can follow me on all platforms and keep up with me. I also have some links in my bio for the Chicago Black Excellence Award, where I was nominated for the Rising Star Award. Please feel free to click that link. Vote for me real quick. Literally takes like maybe 60 seconds. And then there's another link actually where you can purchase tickets if you want to attend the event. If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, whatever may have you, this will be a great event for you to attend so you can network. So please click the link, go ahead and vote for your girl. And yeah, here we are. All right, so let's get into it. Navigating motherhood, as we all know, if you're listening to this as a mom, the journey is relentless, okay? It's a roller coaster of emotions, so many responsibilities, and unexpected twists and turns. It's a journey that begins with the birth, right? And it continues long after. Not until they get 18, not until they get 21, not until they're out of a house, not until they have their own family. It's until we take our last breath, okay? Parenthood, motherhood, it does not end ever. My mother is still mothering me by the grace of God, and I'm so thankful, all right? So listen, as we navigate the complexities of raising these children, we know nothing about them until we do, right? We want them to be compassionate, resilient adults. And in the midst of all the chaos that is motherhood, but the beauty that is motherhood as well, there's one thing that is often overlooked, yet as I know as a mom, is extremely vital and extremely essential. And that is simply giving yourself grace, okay? Motherhood, honestly, pretty much comes with like so many expectations, okay? And I say expectations because we never did this before. Like, think about it. Even if you have multiple children, think about when you had your first kid. You never did this before. You put expectations on yourself before this kid even got here. What you want to do, how you want to eat. You want them to be vegan. You don't want them to do this. You don't want them to do that. And then they get here and you're like, oh, it's not that easy to just boo, 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 set up the whole thing and just think that things are going to go as planned. Get planning out of your head right now. If you're a mom expecting, and you get planning out of your head, because there is no planning. Everything is unexpected and unpredictable when it comes to motherhood. Yesterday could have been fantastic to the point where you think that you got it all together. And then today was like hell on wheels. So please, please, please understand that nothing is seamless about motherhood, okay? It's unexpected. It's thrilling. But at the end of the day, it's amazing. You chose your kid. You're raising them. The ups and downs, the ins and outs, the intricacies of it all is amazing. That's all. I mean, I don't know. But anyways, honestly, let's think about how we're bombarded by social media. And even the moms that came before us, right? Let's think about how we're bombarded with images of the perfect mother. Mothers who seem to effortlessly juggle career, family, household, kids, business on the side, content creator, personal fulfillment, whatever may have you. Those are the things that people choose to post, and we're the ones viewing them. So that's all we see. And we think that their lives are perfect, right? You come to terms with everyone having their own shit when you realize social media is a place where you can honestly put on display anything that you would desire, because people are so easy to fool, right? So we see those moms, like, the love her to death. Don't get me wrong. There's this girl, Nara, Instagram. She's gone viral multiple times. Stay-at-home mom and wife, very young. Baby, her content is her making everything from scratch. I watched a video of her make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from scratch. And when I say from scratch, I mean from the bread to the peanut butter to the jelly, babe. And I thought that that was going to be the pinnacle. It was not. This baby said that her kids asked for marshmallows. She made them from scratch. So people would look at this and be like, oh, perfect life, no problems, never has to worry about money, never has to ask her husband for anything, never has. We don't know that. I wish that for her, yes, but we don't know that. But people are in her comments like, you have the perfect life. Women were in their comments saying, does your husband have a brother? Because I'll leave my husband right now. Things like that. And people could be trolling, joking, things like that, whole substance though. And we know that things that you say, there's always some kind of like underlying like truth to it. Right. So I'm just saying all of that to say, cause like I said, I love her down. I'm just saying all that to say that you can make people believe whatever you want. So while we're admiring these images of this perfect life that these mothers have, we don't even know what's going on what's going on in their homes behind the scenes that they're not willing to post, right? So that's the first thing. We need to break away from the image that was portrayed before us, that there is even a such thing as the perfect mom. Let's start there. Unattainable stuff is what makes us feel less than. I want to be the perfect mom. There's no such thing. So if that's what you're trying to attain, maybe you're going to be climbing forever. There's no way to be the perfect anything, because perfect is a figment of the imagination. I don't even know why the word exists, honestly. But I say that to say there is no such thing as the perfect mother. At the end of the day, we're all doing the best that we can with the tools that we have. Okay? And that is where grace comes in. So what exactly is grace, right? So grace is the gentle reminder that it's okay to not have all the answers, Sway. That's fine. You don't have all the answers. Nobody does. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to stumble and even fall along the way. It's about embracing the messy imperfections that are the reality of motherhood, okay? We have to let go of the impossible standards that we have set for ourselves. It's about understanding that motherhood is a journey that is filled with ups and downs, highs and lows, triumphs, failures, joys, sadness, and that is what literally makes it beautiful. Overcoming those obstacles makes it amazing. Learning from our mistakes so we can be better moms is what makes it absolutely incredible, okay? So now we know what grace is. What exactly does giving yourself grace mean and look like? We know that we are our biggest critics, right? We are negative to ourselves long before anyone else has the chance to be, even if it's inwardly. So giving yourself grace simply means learning to silence that inner critic. Listen to the angel on your shoulder, not the devil, okay? The voice that tells you you're not doing enough, that's the devil. The voice that tells you you're not enough, that's the devil. You're failing your children, devil. You're not measuring up, devil. Replace that voice, angel, with your own voice that speaks compassion and love into you. Conviction that you are enough into you, telling you you're good just as you are. Stop chasing this unattainable image of motherhood. And like I said, that voice should be your own voice. Speak positivity and light into yourself. Praise yourself. Don't wait for other people to praise you. If you know that you've been doing what you're supposed to, it could be the simplest thing. I don't care. This could have took me out. And I accomplished it. I'm going to praise me. You don't got to praise yourself so everyone else can hear you, but praise you where you know you did that. Get the same way you would spend hours thinking about that one mess up, spend a few minutes giving yourself a pat on the back because you did that. And as a mom, it's not easy. Whether you're a single mom, a married mom, stay-at-home mom, go-to-work mom, full-time mom, it doesn't matter. It's not easy at all because it's so unpredictable. So in motherhood, we know that there is joy, there is wonder, there is an infinite amount of love. Those are the moments, like I said, praise on social media. What about the moments of frustration? What about the moments of complete exhaustion and doubt? We can talk about the good moments constantly. People can constantly talk about that because who wouldn't want to talk about their good moments? But I want to bring forth a community and bring together a community where we thrive in motherhood, knowing that we're all the same beyond those good moments, okay? Because what about the moments where we feel stuck and unworthy? These are the specific moments where it's important for us to pause, think, breathe, and give ourselves grace. It's about recognizing that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to need a break. It's okay to take that break. And it is absolutely acceptable to prioritize your own well-being and mental health. Because when we take care of ourselves, that's the only way that we can take care of our children and those around us, okay? So giving yourself grace means literally letting go of the myth, that the perfect mother exists somewhere out here, okay? Let us realize that embracing the beautiful and messy reality of motherhood is giving ourselves grace. Forgiving ourselves in the times where we may lose patience. Forgiving ourselves for the times where we told our children that we would do something in the near future. And then when it got to that point, we were not mentally able. Okay. Forgive ourselves for the times that we just couldn't get it together at all. Whether it lasted a day or a week, we have to forgive ourselves for that, because that one week, that does not measure up to the years ahead of us that we have with these children, if God should have it be that way, right? So at the end of the day, I really feel like it's about forgiving yourself, because what matters most is not perfection at all. It's simply presence and it's love. These children look at us and they see us trying. And I don't even want to say that they see us trying. They just simply see us doing. They don't know that we're necessarily trying, because as long as we don't show them, they don't even know how hard this is. So they see us and they look at us doing. They see us showing up, and that is what matters to them. That's what they will remember. They will remember that you showed up, not that you were a little late. They'll remember that you nurtured them and you helped heal them when they were sick or sad. They're not going to remember that you were struggling. They'll remember that they never needed for anything. They're not going to remember that you barely had any money to go around. They're going to remember what's important, which is your presence, your love, your dedication to motherhood. So giving ourselves grace is a kind way to show our children to do the same. We want them to be light on themselves, because we know how hard the world was on us, and it's only getting harder. Okay. It's definitely going to be hard on them. And as I always say, these little sponges, there's no better way to show them how we want them to be in this world than to put it on display. Showing them that that's how we deal with ourselves. When my child sees me pause for a minute and give myself grace, I genuinely feel like she picks up on that, and she will pause before she tells herself that she can't do something. When she makes a mistake, she will pause and be like, that's okay, I'll get it another time. And I notice these things because I'm very hands-on with my baby. I love puzzles. So her seeing me and my fiance doing puzzles a lot has made her want to do puzzles. So I bought her puzzles. And of course she wants to do them with me. Cool. She no longer gets flustered or frustrated when she can't do something. She would try to fit a piece in before, and if it wouldn't fit, she would get upset. Showing her that I give myself grace. Now, this is our thing. Now when it doesn't fit, she says, hey, mommy, is this right? No, baby, that's not right. Keep looking. Okay. She's not mad that, how did I think that fit right there? Why would I put that there? No. Give yourself grace. And that's small. That's very small. She's small. So I don't have to, elaborate and give yourself grace in regard to, anything else. But those small moments matter because they become big moments. She's 5 now. She'll be 15 in the blink of an eye. Then she'll be 25. I want her out here giving herself grace at every turn. And not only that, that births them giving others grace, because you never know what anyone else is going through. Her not taking what she's going through out on others, giving everyone grace, including yourself. That's what I want to teach my child. So at the end of the day, this goes, like I said, this goes beyond us. So when they become adults, will they know how to show other people grace, or are they just going to hold on to everyone's every word? And if you don't do this, you said that you're going to do that. I can't trust you anymore. I don't want you to be my friend anymore. Or are they going to be able to say, well, what's really going on? Talk to me. You normally never miss a date, or you normally never miss an outing. You never miss a girl's night. You never miss what? Talk to me. That's showing someone grace. So upset that they miss. I've had so many situations where a person was upset because I couldn't make a birthday dinner, or I couldn't go out of town, or I couldn't show up to a party or whatever. And never in any instance have I ever had anyone say, that's unlike you. Why? Why can't you make it? Are you okay? Is everything fine? Give people grace, man. Be cautious. You don't know what people are going through. And you never want to be the last person to be somebody's tip of the iceberg. Give everyone grace. Be kind. Be easy. It's so priceless to be kind. I wish I could remember how many muscles they say takes up the face. How many muscles you use being angry, frowning. I wish I could remember off the top of my head. But I say that to say, the energy that it takes to be mad, upset, whatever, and you're outwardly putting that energy out, it takes way less energy to just be kind, be nice, be sweet. You don't got to be happy. You're dealing with your own stuff too. But outwardly, you can be kind. You can give others grace. You can move on about your day. Everything doesn't have to be a debacle. Everything doesn't have to be negative. Everything doesn't have to be an argument, a fight, whatever may have you. At the end of the day, we just have to give ourselves grace. We want nothing more than to teach our children to do unto others as they would want to have done unto them. Because as I always say, they're a reflection of us. And when those children look in the mirror, who do we want them to see? Okay. And of course, that brings me to Mommy's Mirror. So today, as I wrap up this episode, I just want to touch very lightly on the journey of motherhood. So when you become a mother, one thing becomes crystal clear. Giving yourself grace is not just a luxury, but it's literally a necessity. So in the whirlwind, you could even call it a tornado, that is post-birth, newborn stage, early tot stage, toddler stage, the tantrums, the falling out, the talking back, the sleepless nights, all of that. It's easy to lose sight of our own worth, our own strength, our own resilience. It's easy to forget what we look like underneath motherhood. It's easy to forget that we were a person before this. I hear a lot of mothers say, I don't know who I was before you. Baby, I do. I know exactly who I was, and I dream about her all the time because I probably won't see her again until my children are grown and away. But seriously, like, those are the moments where it's like, huh, I actually was a woman before this. I actually had a life. Like, I was someone underneath all of this. We got to remember that. That makes it easier to show ourselves grace, because I feel like when we detach that, when we detach ourselves from motherhood, we're telling ourselves that we're still human. Not I'm a mom, I have to get it right because it's my kid, but no, I'm human and I'm going to get it wrong. And I can learn from my mistakes and I cannot make the same mistake again. That is human. When you're only making motherhood your character, you're only going to focus on your failures as a mom. And there's no grace in that area. When you realize you're human, aside from motherhood, you can give yourself grace because you realize, like, I'm not gonna have it all together. You don't become a mom and just know exactly what to do as a mom. You have to learn along the way. You have to learn along the way. You'll learn a lesson probably every day. Nothing is gonna be a level playing field at all when it comes to motherhood. So in the moments of chaos and doubt, grace needs to peek through and allow us the chance to redeem ourselves and give ourselves that kindness. Motherhood is relentless. I feel like I done said that in the beginning. It's relentless, okay? You wake up and you don't know what motherhood is going to bring you that day. It is a never-ending journey that challenges us to redefine our priorities, confront our limits, change our own narrative, and embrace the messy but beautiful reality of raising children. And in that journey, we have to give ourselves grace. Giving ourselves grace becomes the pinnacle of our resilience. So as you navigate the ins and outs of motherhood, I just want you all to remember this. You're enough, just as you are. There's no need to chase this impossible image of perfect motherhood. You're strong, you're resilient, you're worthy of grace. You've already made it through so much. You're worthy of grace from others and from yourself. So go forth with confidence, knowing that you're doing the best that you can and you have everything that you need to thrive in motherhood. And grace should be your companion along the way. Giving yourself grace, like I said, it's not just a luxury. It's a necessity. It is essential. It is pivotal for motherhood. We can be better mothers, friends, partners, coworkers, everything when we give ourselves grace, because it spills over into giving others grace. And that can totally change the predicament, the energy, the everything of certain dynamics, right? So to all the mothers out there that are listening right now, I just want you all to embrace the power of grace, okay? Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Give yourself permission to let go of perfection or the idea of, because like I said, it doesn't exist. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself for your shortcomings, and not just forgive yourself, let them leave your mind, not spending day on day on day thinking about it. Celebrate the small victories along the way. Like I said, even if you do the smallest of thing, sometimes we are not able to show up and do that. Praise yourself for that small victory. No one's going to judge. You're doing an amazing job. You just need to know that your children also see that you're doing an amazing job. And your love and your presence and your dedication to motherhood, that's enough. Because in the end, what truly matters is not how well we measure up to some impossible idea and standard of motherhood, but it's about the compassion that we bring to ourselves and our children. And because motherhood is so unpredictable, we have to make sure that at every turn, we understand that every moment, every single moment can be met with grace. And every stumble is simply just a step toward resilience. And that is Mommy's Mirror. So thank you all so much for tuning into episode 10 of Mommy Monologues. As I always say, those who can relate, please like, share, comment, tap in. And those who can't, send it to someone who can. Thanks y'all for listening. I gotta go. Gotta go be a mom.